This is Ozarks at Large. The deadline for open enrollment for health insurance coverage under the Affordable Care Act is next Monday, March 31st. And for those qualified to enroll and don't, they could end up paying a hefty penalty, depending on their tax bracket. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
The penalty is referred to as an individual shared responsibility payment because, in theory, if everyone pays in, insurance for everyone will be more affordable. Cynthia Crone, Deputy Insurance Commissioner for the state of Arkansas, is overseeing the Affordable Care Act launch and utilization here. She says Arkansans who don't have any health coverage will be fined in one of two ways.
Yes, the tax penalty is paid once a year when you file your taxes for the year before, but it's figured on the number of months that you were not covered. And if you're covered even one day of the month, you're considered covered that month. So if you have more than three consecutive months not covered, then you will owe a tax penalty. And that is paid once a month, but figured on a monthly rate. And it, according to your income, it could be as low as $95 an adult and half of that for each child in the family. But by year three, it's $695 per adult and half of that for each child, or 1 to 2.5% of your entire family income, which would be considerably higher than that. So the tax fee is whatever is higher, the flat rate or the 1 to 2.5% of the family income. So it's an incentive that as that penalty gets higher, people would be more encouraged to get coverage.
Low-income and working poor receive premium financial assistance under the Affordable Care Act through generous federal tax credits. For example, monthly premiums for someone earning around $17,000 a year would run about $60 a month. A family of four earning $35,000 would expect to pay around $120 a month. Certain poverty-level individuals can enroll in the state's expanded Medicaid program, known as the private option. So all Americans under this new health care law must have what's referred to as minimal essential coverage, either through the new marketplace, through employer plans, Medicaid, Medicare, our kids, or the VA, or we'll have to pay a penalty. When consumers visit the Arkansas Health Insurance Marketplace to purchase coverage online at arhealthconnector.org, they'll see a menu of plans and providers. Again, Deputy Insurance Commissioner Cynthia Crone.
Well, the insurance companies that have qualified health plans in the marketplace are Arkansas Health and Wellness Solutions, doing business as Ambetter, Arkansas Blue Cross Blue Shield, Arkansas Blue Cross Blue Shield Multi-State Plan, and QualChoice of Arkansas.
Certain Arkansans are exempt from paying any fines if they don't sign up by March 31st.
So the general exemptions are that you were only insured or uninsured for less than 3 months in the year. Your coverage would cost you more than 8%, or you were too low income to file a tax return. Now, those things generally would exempt you, as well as being a Native American, as well as being incarcerated or not lawfully present, those types of things.
Hardship exemptions are also extended to those who are, for example, homeless, facing foreclosure, had a death in the family, or suffered a catastrophic flood or fire. As of March 11th, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, 4.2 million Americans have enrolled in Obamacare. And according to data provided by the Arkansas Insurance Department, more than 58,000 have successfully enrolled on the Arkansas marketplace. Of those, 38,500 were found eligible for federal premium assistance. Of the three types of plans available, a large majority are choosing silver, then bronze, then gold, the most costly with the lowest deductible. A majority of those enrolling are women, 56%, and the largest age group signing up are older, 55 to 64, followed by 18 to 34-year-olds. As for private option enrollment, Arkansas's expanded Medicaid program, funded by federal Medicaid dollars, of 208,000 who applied as of March 8th, nearly two-thirds were deemed eligible. And according to the Arkansas Department of Human Services, applications have steadily risen even when the program faced elimination during the state's legislative fiscal session this winter. but legislators did manage to gut two key components of the health insurance program in Arkansas.
Most recently, in the Insurance Department Appropriation Bill, there was special language added to stop any kind of promotion of enrollment or advertising or really any kind of enrollment activities, including the GUIDE program beginning July 1.
The funding starting this summer, a program which had hired hundreds of in-person assister insurance guides deployed across the state last fall to help enroll people in person for free.
The advertising dollars and the guide dollars were all federal dollars, but it was felt that, one, we didn't want to spend taxpayers' money. I think that was a consideration of the legislature. And secondly, while they were seeing how this all was going to work, they were not wanting to promote even more enrollment.
And with no advertising allowed, the Arkansas Surgeon General, Dr. Joe Thompson, is reaching out to an estimated 200,000 Arkansans who've yet to enroll on places like YouTube.
There are four things that you're going to need. Your Social Security number. If you're a legal immigrant, it would be your document number. Employer and income information, such as pay stubs, W-2 forms, or wage and tax statements. Information about any job-related health insurance available to your family members. And finally, the policy numbers if someone is on health insurance.
And leading up to the March 31st midnight deadline, the State Insurance Department and the Arkansas Department of Human Services, which is managing the private option, expect a surge of enrollment. Cynthia Crone.
People procrastinate, they study, they put it off as long as they can. And so we do anticipate a lot of activity and maybe delays in that website again the last week. So I would encourage people considering plan choice to consider going right away to do that.
To beat the crowd, log on to arhealthconnector.org or visit your local public health center to locate your nearest IPA guide. If enrolled by March 31st, coverage begins May 1st. The next open enrollment starts November 15th, ending February 15th, 2015. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You have 7 days to enroll on the state marketplace for healthcare insurance. For more information, visit arhealthconnector.org.